Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show,
living off with
a variety talk show
and giving
whose
all
only
the power to the
that were only gonna bring me to my and I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in. We're days away from Thanksgiving. Christmas and New Year's is right around the corner. And this is a season of thanks and should be a joyous season, but for many people, it's a very stressful time of the year. Today we're talking about coping with holiday stress, and I'd like to welcome back Thomas Gagliano, a life coach and author of The Problem Was Me. He is a highly motivated and successful entrepreneur with a proven track record in small business ventures and a high-profile leader in addiction and self-help therapy. He has helped develop unique methods and procedures with having helped numerous institutions and individuals in the greater New York area. He has been featured as a keynote speaker at a number of meetings and conferences in New Jersey and has been a regular on the speaker market. And I want to welcome him back to the show. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Yep.
The holidays should be, as I just mentioned, a very happy time of the year for many people, but for some people it's not. Why does the holidays awaken stress in some of us?
Well, I think what the holidays do is we go back to our family of origin, and when that happens, it does awaken very powerful feelings, some positive. I mean, we feel love, we feel warmth and closeness. Some negative. It awakens resentments and angers and fears. And it also creates that need to go back to playing those childhood roles, those roles that were developed from our childhood messages and the roles that we play in adult life come from the messages we received in childhood from our from our siblings, from the media, and throughout our lives. But the most important messages are those in childhood.
Wow, and I've seen that, you know, even within my family, some people in my family it's a joyous time of the year, and for other people, but then you have some that do feel that resentment. But what does a healthy family structure look like?
Well, we have to start from the very beginning. The most important feature in a family, the main coalition, is that of the parents, the relationship that the two parents have. Now, if the parents are nurturing to each other, are kind, considerate, supportive to each other, the child is allowed to play the role of the child. That's all they have to be. They just have to be who they want to be. But what happens in some families is one of the parents isn't feeling nurtured physically, spiritually, mentally, and without knowing it, one of the child may step up and try to fill that void. And that's how you see the caretaker being formed. That's the child that's no longer the child, but trying to assume an adult position to make up for what one of the parents aren't doing. Now all of a sudden you're not playing the child role, you're playing a caretaker role. That child will grow up and become a caretaker and put other people's feelings in front of their own. And in many times find it very difficult to ask for help in their own life.
Interesting. For me, my dad was murdered when I was little, so I didn't have the mom and dad. I had grandma and mom.
And I
can see what you're saying. You no longer feel like you want to. And I'll say for me, I felt like I needed to help my mom. I felt like I needed to be more there for her because of, you know, her, my dad not being there and, you know, the stuff she was going through. So, you know, like you just said, you know, who we become as adults stem from our childhood. And you've just discussed the roles that we set up, you know, to play in childhood. How does this happen?
Well, you see, again, what happens is when you're a child, all children are egocentric. In other words, they believe the world revolves around them. That's in everywhere. That's human behavior. Mm-hmm. And what happens when parents aren't able to pay attention to the child, and let me make it clear, I'm not bashing parents here. You know,
yeah.
Some of these messages that are given to children are nonverbal messages. The parent's not doing this to hurt the child. The child senses there's some unsafety in the home, something's wrong, and they right away begin to try and fill whatever void they feel they need to fill. So what happens in childhood is if you feel that you're not safe, you then begin to do whatever you think you need to do to make the environment safe. Now, I grew up in a very addictive world. My father was multiply addicted. My mother had her own stuff. And unfortunately, for me and for other people that grow up in that kind of childhood, they start to think, what's wrong with me? If something wasn't wrong with me, mom and dad wouldn't be doing this. So the role I grew up with is I grew up with a victim mentality. You see, I wanted the world to pay the bill for what happened to me as a kid. Now, as a legitimate victim, things happened to me that weren't fair. But my responsibility took place because I started to think like a victim, like, you owe me, you owe me, you owe me. The world didn't owe me, and I had to take responsibility, or I was going to lead a very lonely life. So, again, that was the role I was set up to play. And that's the role for me was a destructive role. I was a bully as a kid. I went to addictions. That's a role I needed to take the responsibility to change, whether I caused it or not.
So how do we change the role? Like you just mentioned, it was something you had to take responsibility for and change it. But how do we change the role to set that we set up to play?
Well, first it's you have to become aware. I have three principles: awareness, action, and maintenance. That's how you change these roles. First is awareness. Am I happy and comfortable in my own skin? Do I like what I'm doing? Am I sabotaging my happiness in my life with my significant other, with my children? Do I feel like I'm important? You know, Yvonne, the most important relationship we have in our life is not the one we have with our spouse, our children, or even our God. For me, my opinion, it's the one we have with ourselves. If we're good with us, if we're good with us, everything else is going to be better. Now, if you take an example of a people pleaser, that's a child that grows up in a home where either there was a lot of arguing and they grew up to be an adult that wanted to say yes all the time so that nobody would be hurt or there would be no conflict. Or sometimes a people pleaser grows up in a home where there's never any argument, never any disagreement, and they believe you just got to say yes all the time. Now, if you fast forward that and now you're an adult and you're a people pleaser, and you're saying yes all the time, even when you want to say no, you're not being true to yourself. In other words, you're putting other people, again, ahead of yourself. Now, what do you do with the pain? How do you act out that pain when you're not true to yourself? And that's the question I ask people. Do you act it out with anger with your spouse, with your children? We have to be true to ourselves first. If I want to say no, I need to say no. I can't say yes when I want to say no. Many people listening to your show, I'm sure, are people pleasers. And if you want to change that, you have to be aware of it first. So that's the first principle. Hello?
We've been having some. We're still on air. We've been having some issues with the. We're fine now, but somehow we've been blinking. It's been like a glitch in the system, but we're good now.
Okay. So I explained one of those roles, the people pleaser, to you. I don't know how much of it you got, but as I said.
Yeah, I've heard all of it. I heard all of it.
Okay. We just need to be true to us first, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And how does that affect the holidays? Of course, the people pleaser, the caregiver, you know, different dynamics that we've been through in our family growing up. How does that make it hard to cope with the holidays?
Well, we could take each one as an example. If I'm a people pleaser and I'm saying yes to my parents, to my in-laws, to other people, when sometimes I want to say no, it's going to create a disturbance inside of me. And that disturbance is going to be, you know, filled with anger and filled with unrest. And I may then act out that disturbance on maybe my spouse or my children, you know, maybe get more angry. So, again, that's one way. You know, if you're a people pleaser, you need to change that and be true to yourself. If you're a caretaker, maybe you need to ask other people for help. Maybe you don't have to carry the world on your shoulder. Because if you get resentful that you're doing everything yourself and you're not asking for help, again, that's gonna fester into the holiday feelings. Many of us are perfectionists, where we feel like we're not allowed to make a mistake in front of our family. Because if we make a mistake, my God, it means we are a mistake. All of these little internal voices, and this is what I talk about in my book, The Problem Was Me, all of these internal voices will really disrupt the holiday big time, big time.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
have to find a way to silence those inner voices so we can enjoy the holidays. So that's, you know, this is, the awareness is the first piece. The next piece is action. We need to take action. But without awareness, we won't know what action to take. So as I said first, I need to know. I need to know I'm not happy in my skin. I need to know I do want to change it. And then I could take actions to change it. And what I tell people, the first action to change some of these roles during the holidays is don't react. We all react back to our own roles. If a situation comes up that you're triggered, don't react. Don't jump in and say yes. Don't jump in and take over the situation. Leave it alone and then solicit the help of other people, a we process, Yvonne, where we can allow others to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. We can go to friends and family and say, listen, I'm trying not to say yes all the time. I'm trying not to take care of the world all the time. And they can help us say no and live with the pain of saying no. Because remember, when we talk about these things, there's an inner pain that develops in people pleasers and caretakers. They really deep down inside feel like they're a bad person if they're not doing or playing their role. So you need to talk to other people about that so you can free yourself from that pain and that bad feeling.
Yeah, and I will say that's something that I struggled, past tense, with.
Right.
I had a hard time saying no, and I almost felt an obligation, even if it meant sacrificing something that I wanted to do, I would put myself on the back burner to make sure that everyone, you know, I had the caretaker syndrome.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure everybody else was taken care of, but I was neglecting myself in the process. And one of the things that I had to learn how to do as far as saying no is looking at the whole picture and not just looking at, well, you know, I don't want to say no to them because I don't want them, you know, cause injury I can't remember how the saying go, but I don't want to add to whatever their pain is or add to whatever, you know, it is. But one of the things that I had to realize is that sometimes helping is a hindrance, and sometimes you have to say no. And also I had to learn how to set up those boundaries because I had to also look at it like this is not fair to me, you know, and they're not respecting me and my time by, you know, with the mentality that I owe them, you know.
Exactly.
That was something that I really, really, really struggled with and saying no, even though, you know, I may not have had the time or I may not have had, you know, whatever it is they were asking for, getting over that guilt of saying no. Now I can say it and keep moving. And also I had to get over explaining. Because
yes.
I will over explain why I'm saying no.
It's very common because, again, you have an internal voice that's telling you you're doing something wrong. And you're trying to explain enough to get validation from that person. And Yvonne, I could tell you that when I work with clients, I tell them you give power to other people because you're not working on yourself enough. If I'm good with myself, I can let go of what people say and think and act as long as I do the right thing. But, you know, that's another thing during the holidays, that type of personality that you give such power to. They take up such space in your head. You can't let go of them. And that resentment where you drink poison down and you hope something happens to them, all of these infestations are what really can kill the holiday feeling. You want to celebrate. You're with your family. There's a warm feeling. Yet there's some personality in that party that you just can't let go of. There he is again. There she is again doing the same old thing. Now, it's not them, but why are you giving them power? Is the question I ask people. And what do you have to work on internally to stop you from allowing that person to dictate how happy you are over the holidays?
Yeah, and feeling that obligation, like you have to. I've seen it where people feel like they have to overcompensate during the holidays, or they have to, you know, bend over backwards to try to prove something. So, you know, I'm glad that you touched on that.
Sure. And, you know, I know that some people come from families where their parents, again, didn't mean it, but they created competition between all the siblings, where the siblings, you know, there's always going to be sibling rivalry because a child tries, they want the parents' attention, and they're always going to fight for the parents' attention over the other siblings. That's normal. But if the parents unknowingly are giving, you know, just the intrusive messages like John is the smart one, you know, Joe is the good-looking one, and Mary's the pretty one, and Beth is the skinny one, and all of this stuff, what happens is it's internalized by the children. All of a sudden now they get together for the holidays, and they already have a rift going. And I've seen many times with families that everybody's got to be right. You stop and you're listening to the siblings talk and other people talk, and everybody's arguing about anything. They just got to be right. They got to be right. And they don't know how to choose closeness instead. They push everybody away. So this is just some more childhood messages that we don't realize in childhood how it really dictates the behaviors we have in our adult life.
Yeah. This is really insightful information, not just with the holidays, but also this information can also, you know, apply to reunions and, you know, weddings and, you know, different things where the family gets together. Before we go, I want to ask you now, with the holidays right around the corner, what could you share with us? Could you share with us some tips on how to overcome holiday stress?
Yeah, it's the more you talk about what's going on internally, the pains, the fears, the more you can get a hold of some friends, family, that you can talk about what's going on internally with you, the more you'll release some of that stuff and you'll be able to cope with the holidays better. But first you got to be aware of the role you played, as we're talking about, and whether or not, what are the payoffs and costs for playing that role. And when you start to talk about some of the inner anxieties you have, you do surrender it and you release some of it, and it will make the holiday better. I always talk about in my book that inner critic. If we have an inner critic inside of us telling us what we're doing wrong all the time, not allowing us to celebrate our holidays, we are going to pass that inner critic to those around us. So in my book, The Problem Was Me, I always talk about the necessity to work on your inner critic.
Could you touch on real quick what The Problem Was Me is about and how people can get it?
The Problem Was Me is my life story and the story of other men and women that I've helped free themselves from those negative childhood messages. And it deals, again, with the three principles, awareness, action, and maintenance. Without awareness, I won't know what action to take, and without action, There's really nothing to maintain. Anybody can go to my website. I have free videos on my website on intimacy and on parenting, three free videos, and you can get my book there. My website is theproblemwasme.com.
Wow. Wow. This is something that we can absolutely keep talking about.
throughout the holidays,
because I
right?
think, because I think, you know, not just, you know, of course the holidays, but something, you know, just changing that part of ourselves, the feel the need to please or the need to take care of everybody is something that, you know, I think if we work on it, it can change our entire life. It can really improve our life.
Right, absolutely, Yvonne. The biggest problem people have in general is they'd rather look at the shortcomings of others than work on themselves, and that's a human characteristic. Those that can turn it around and look at their internal pain and their woundedness and work on that are the ones that are going to find serenity in their life.
Wow. Again, the problem was me. If you can give us that website again.
Yeah, theproblemwasme.com. Yep.
Problemwasme.com. Love it. Thomas Gagliano, I would like to thank you for being on the show. It was such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us again. And
you're very welcome.
I wish you continued success and happy holidays to you.
You too, Yvonne. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
I was meant to fly. Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first. Know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.
I was meant to fly.